Hello everyone, welcome to MI Talk, brought to you by Mortgage Introducer. I'm your host, Simon Meadows, and I'm pleased to be joined this time by Matthew Dilks, who is Bridging and Commercial Specialist at Clever Lending. Thanks for joining me, Matthew.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Simon.
Well, let's start by finding out about you. How long have you been in the industry?
I've been in the industry quite a few years now, in the finance industry. I initially started in investment banking and then left there and started my own commercial and bridging brokership in around 2003. And then I wound that up in the credit crunch because I didn't want to be, I didn't want to diversify into debt management how a lot of people did. I became a full-time dad four and a bit years. Clever Lending approached me because they were expanding their bridging and commercial team, and they wanted someone to specialize in giving advice to bridging loans. I do that as well as all the commercial, the development, you know, unregulated bridging, finance and development. The commercial and bridging side of things, we're a small team. You know, we deal with most of our inquiries are from brokers. We help brokers source specialist sort of lending, development finance, trading business for trading business, commercial mortgages and commercial investment.
And in terms of the kind of clientele that you've got, what kind of customers are you working with?
Most of them are from the broker side. Most of them are developers or starting to develop property portfolios. So they buy at auction or a refurbished, an uninhabitable property with a bridging loan first. They refurb it and then we term it out with a buy-to-let mortgage. We also deal with probably about 30% of our inquiries are clients direct. Most of them are generally regulated and they are people downsizing, getting a lot of that. The beginning of this year, it was a little slow, quite quiet, very unpredictable. But towards the end of the quarter, it really did ramp up back to normal levels. And the regulator side did improve in the number of inquiries. You know, people wanting to secure their purchase property that were having slight difficulties selling their property in time. You know, vendors want security. I've got one client that's retired. They went traveling for a couple of years. Now they want to buy a property, but they need a bridging loan just to top up the purchase price until they can draw down their pension fund in November. So that's a good exit, and that'll be their exit strategy. So that's just one sort of more unusual way of using a bridging loan. I've got another parents we're bridging, so capital raising, so they can help their son with a business venture in Dubai as well. So, you know, it's all weird and wonderful.
Well, the idea of traveling for a few years or going to Dubai, I mean, it's been such a long winter. I don't know about you, but I've been desperate for the spring.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
So how do you view the current market and its challenges?
Current market, yeah, like I said, the beginning of the year was very unpredictable. You know, one minute it would be dead and then the next minute you'd have a flurry. But March, we got a little bit more consistency. And I think that's how it will continue throughout the year. I think it'll still be quite unpredictable, but I think the consistency will gradually improve. I think with the base rate, you know, once it's peaked and starts to stabilize and then come off, hopefully towards the end of this year, then people will gather more confidence. Lenders will hopefully relax criteria and stressing rental incomes and stuff like that. And then we should be able to start getting to some form of normality with a new base rate, so around the 3.5%.
What are the current trends that you're noticing in bridging, and how would you say, as a business, you're responding to them?
Current trends, you know, bridging is increasing because of the versatility of what you can use the funds for, as long as it's legal. Most lenders, we can find a lender to provide the funding. Refurbs, people buying commercial property and then changing it into residential, like vacant pubs, converting them into HMOs or blocks of flats. That's high demand. You know, B&Bs, converting them into holiday lets, they're popular. Anything that's high return on rents, getting, you need high yielding properties so you can actually get out the bridging loan, you know, the standard, you know, 2-3 bed, just renting it out on a normal AST, you know, it's hard to get them out of the bridging loan because of the rental stressing currently. Yeah, so, but I would imagine these opportunities will increase as lenders start to ease up on their criteria.
The view that I've heard quite repeatedly, actually, is that the specialist market could come into its own in the current economy as the general market becomes more cautious. To what extent do you subscribe to that view?
Yeah, for people that, you know, still want to be involved in the market, it is a good option. And, you know, the rates, although are expensive, they're not prohibitable. You know, if you're doing it on an investment basis, it's just, you just calculate it into your costs. And if you can get the property at a cheap enough price, you know, it all works. You know, I have regular developers that use me, you know, annually, and, you know, it works for them.
There seems also to be a change in perception that once bridging wasn't quite trusted by a lot of people, you know, coming to the market, but there seems to be a newfound respect perhaps for bridging and the opportunities it offers.
Yes, yeah, bridging, you know, many years ago, you know, it wasn't regulated, but the lenders I deal with are all, you know, reputable lenders.
How important would you say is the broker and lender relationship, and what could both do to enhance it?
Yeah, broker-lender relationship is very important. You need to build confidence with the lender and the underwriters so they know you're being transparent and you're not just trying to pull the wool over their eyes. And once they realise that, and once you've worked with them over a period of time, you know what they are looking for and what type of deals they want and like. And then we can then start placing cases accordingly to the different lenders and their different sort of requirements on their criteria.
What would you say to any brokers who are perhaps looking at giving advice on bridging for the first time?
Do your research on the lenders, or if you wanted to put it to a packager like ourselves that specialise in it, speak to the client. In my opinion, the most important thing is to establish their exit route. How they're going to repay the loan. And that's always important because each lender's criteria, you know, depends on the exit route. Then the property type, you know, what type of property are they trying to secure, raise the funds for or raise it on, the current value, whether they're refurbing the property, the cost of works, would need the schedule of works, you know, the timings, the costings, are they doing the works themselves? Are they employing a builder? And then obviously the end value, the GD value. So, you know, that's a really important figure. So then we've got all the information and then we can go out, find the best rate and the best deal and then go back to them with a good indicative quote straight away.
But if you would sum up the beauty of bridging, what is it? What is the key difference that it can make to someone who is obviously trying to achieve a goal?
It gives them the vehicle to achieve that goal. The speed, you know, it just gives them that opportunity where standard lenders won't consider it. There's all different weird and wonderful scenarios that we can get agreed with the lenders.
What keeps you engaged in this industry? What makes you want to get up in the morning and go to work? What is it about the job that you do that really engages you this far in?
It's helping people. You know, when you get a client that's hit a brick wall on all other avenues, and then you can find a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, source a deal and help them get out of all these sort of sticky situations that people get them into, you know. I like that. And dealing with different people, the variety of people, you've got your elderly people that are downsizing, want to secure a smaller property, and they don't want the hassle of trying to sell their existing property. They just want to move in and then sell their property a couple of months later and move in slowly. You know, they're wonderful to talk to, all the history they have, and you know, it's nice help hand holding them. And then you've got the other end of the spectrum, you've got the professional client. I've got, like I said, regular builders that come to me, and they're really good. They're just on it all the time. Well, I've got this deal, this property. Can you see what you can do? And it's nice seeing the finished product from once they've, you know, I've got one particular client that buys old barns and then converts them into executive homes. And yeah, it's nice seeing the end product. And also, you know, your regular brokers that use you regular, you build up nice, good working relationships. Yeah. So yeah, it's good. It's good fun.
You're a problem solver.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Trying to find a way around work to help people get the cash that they need.
I want you on my team and I play Monopoly at Christmas.
I don't think bridging's on there, is it? It should be a new game. They need to adapt bridging.
The bridging edition of Monopoly.
Yeah.
We should trademark that.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, or your working week, how do you relax? How do you get away from the world of finance when you want time to yourself and with your family?
So my main passion is cycling. I used to race motocross when I was younger. Then I did mountain biking. And then now, obviously, in my maturer years, I've ended up just being a road bike cyclist. So I like getting out in the fresh air, getting on my bike. And then, the kids come out as well. We go mountain biking. And obviously skiing. We do skiing as well. So, yeah, that's my main.
I'm exhausted just listening to that list. It's been fantastic talking with you today, Matthew. Thanks so much for giving us your time. I hope you've enjoyed it.
Yes, I have. Yeah, thanks for inviting me on.
That's it for this edition of MI Talk from Mortgage Introducer. Please join us again next time for more industry chat. Until then, thanks for listening and goodbye.